I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, as everybody knows, we got a problem with our furnace, and we're trying to decide whether to replace the unit entirely or if we should just fix what we've got.
Is it the original, so it's 20 years old?
Yeah, and I've spoken with most, I think all of these people, and you know, everybody wants to sell you a new unit is kind of my feeling. One guy told me, he said, the life expectancy of our units is 15 years. Another guy says it could go 70 years. You know, so I'm getting a lot of conflicting information here. Now, what I showed you guys a little bit ago here, we've got three different, if we decide to go with a new furnace, we've got three different brands in here. I showed you a comparison with the Docky against Trane. And then there's an Allied also, which I ran the same comparison yesterday. And that Allied is much like the Docky. You know, it's a lesser expensive unit. The Trane seems to be, and that's what we have now.
Yeah.
And it seems to be a really good unit from what I've, just a little bit of research I've done on it. You know, the other, you know, the pros and cons here, it's, well, that Docky, the parts are not made in the United States, and that's a concern. And this only goes to if we decide to get a different heater, or should we just fix what we've got?
Okay, what do we have up there? So if you, what do we have up there?
It's a Trane.
It's a Trane.
So
can we put a Daikin or Daikin or whatever it is, exterior changer with a Trane? Or if we stay with the Trane and decide not to get a new furnace and we end up keeping that one, do we have to get a Trane?
Well, the parts up there are Trane. It's a heat exchanger that's bad. And I found this out. Chester, he's taught me a bit about this. But when they replace, there's tubes in there that blow flames through, and then they blow air across that, and that's how you get your heat. One of them's cracked, and you can see flames in there and stuff. Yeah, and so, but when they change it, I thought they'd change one tube, but
I know
they changed the whole works, so that piece would be new.
Yeah, but can we put a different brand with the Trane, or does we have to go Trane?
We got to stick with Trane, because Trane has really got a lot of proprietary parts in it that they're not interchangeable.
Okay.
What else was I going to say there? Well, like I say, the Trane seems to be a better unit than the others that have been bid. We do have some bids of Trains on new units. All right. I spoke to one of the technicians yesterday, and I said, and I asked him the same question, is this unit going to start nickel-diming us to death? How many really parts in there are there to wear out? And of course, this is not only heating, but it's air conditioning too. And the one guy said, you know, and this is the guy that said it could go 70 years. I think he was being a little facetious, but, you know, he's saying that we just don't know. He said where it really hits you hard is if the compressor goes out. I said, is there any way we can test that? And he said, well, he could test it, but maybe but not this time of the year. It'd be best to test it more in the summer. So I also asked him, I said, in a compressor, could things rot from within? And you look at it, it looks fine, but tomorrow it goes plug, you know? And he goes, well, anything's possible. So, you know, it boils down to we've got a 20-year-old heater up there, and, you know, I get a lot of these guys said it's hit its lifespan, but one guy said that it could go, it's a good unit, you know, keep going. So that's why I wanted to bring it up to all of us and make the best informed decision we can here.
Who is Graham using? They don't list a brand.
No, they were very, I don't know really what they've got. Yeah, they gave kind of a very vague bid, I guess.
Or two of the others.
Yeah, you've got an Allied, a Docky, and a Train as far as the others.
Well, Graham and Crestley don't list Train.
They don't list anybody.
In the heat exchanger. So if you're just looking at the heat exchanger, Graham nor Cross Lake listed as a Train.
That's whatever it has to be a Train that goes back in there, okay. I think, yeah, because of the proprietary parts.
In the whole unit, not just the exchanger.
We've got heat exchangers and whole units here on both of them, so we know which way.
Does it make sense, Tony?
It kind of does. In their heat exchanger, they don't say what it is, but since they've been Train over here, I'm assuming it's a Train heat exchanger?
Yeah. From what I gather, it has to be, because they're not interchangeable parts. That is what I get.
Okay, so the people that bid something different, they're thinking we're going to get a whole new furnace and go with their model if it's not a Train.
Right, right.
Because we cannot take anything else and put with the Train that we
decided to keep. Right, that's one thing that I did learn. The Train has got a lot of their own parts and pieces. I think in talking to Graham, they said that their heat exchanger could be up to 2 weeks out. They get it in from Fargo.
Chicago, when I spoke
Chicago
to
and then Fargo or whatever. So, it is, I think they're having to, get the Train. It's not something that's...
They don't handle Train.
Right, right. Where Cross Lake Sheet Metal does. Overall, in the whole furnace thing, the Train is a good unit, but it's much more expensive.
Do we just have the one unit up there, or there are two?
Two units.
So at this point, they're both Trains, right? I guess just on that note alone, I almost want to kind of stay with the Train, just because you've got one the same, let's stick with the same brand.
That just struck me.
Are things interchangeable?
See, with Train, they're not so interchangeable as what I got. Their parts are more proprietary for just them.
Right, but I mean, being we've already got one type.
Oh, right. What do both those units run the bar?
One the bar and one the liquor store and everything back here.
Oh, all right.
So you got your separate unit for this over here, and that's in the furnace back here in the maintenance room.
Right, right. So we've got actually two furnaces.
That does everything up that way. So if we leave doors open and put a fan in it, this one over here would circulate air to there, from the kitchen or the women's bathroom, leave them open and put fans in there, it's not going to freeze. We can keep it warm off of one unit. But
we have two of those units on the top just run from this wall here that way.
One thermostat is over by the... And the other thermostat is right by the office, the bar manager office. Is the thermostat control there for the one? They're separate.
Why was it getting so cold in here? Because one of you...
Because
you
got that bathroom door shut, or the door by the bathroom, women's bathroom, and the kitchen door shut, then the air doesn't really...
So the one that's bad is probably the main body?
Yeah, it's the far one, which is...
The bar.
It's the bar, yes.
And those are Trains. Those are Trains.
So, I guess this is something I hadn't thought much on.
Schrader's really not. It did do a little bit, Duncan.
You had to add together just for the heat exchanger on the Schroeder one, and then I added in the labor, the electrical, and the crane service, and it comes to $8,430.
The crane service is only for if we replace the whole unit.
Right, right. Oh.
Yeah, option one.
Those are all separate.
Yeah.
Oh. That's so like is this total? I mean, I don't see any labor on here for the air exchanger on Schroeder's, just the top on Schroeder's?
It says right there, train heat exchanger includes material and labor.
Oh, gotcha.
Crane service is $1,000, it says.
Yeah, so this is one, and then this would be the, or the yeah,
that's
would be where we'd have to have the crane. But on this, we don't.
Yeah, because I bet that...
To replace the heat exchanger, you can get the heat exchanger replaced for... $4,500, $5,000. And there's no guarantee it's not going to run another 20 years.
Right. That's or, true. Yeah. And see, that's
or you can spend $26,000 and get a brand new one. And
yeah.
And there's no guarantee it's going to run 20 years, neither.
Right. Yeah. Right. I hear you. I don't know. It was my, if this was my house, I would get the heat exchanger and keep the furnace.
Yep.
Me and then I would run the furnace until it died and then I get a new furnace. But.
Well, and you have to consider, too, what is the best for financially,
right?
You know, for the city and the citizens.
Right, for sure.
Know, is it spending the $3,900 on a heat exchanger or 20-some thousand or 30?
Well, 32 if we want to stick with a train.
I think for $4,000 to fix it, that's what I would recommend.
That's what I think I would recommend.
No, the thing is,
who knows?
No, we've got two of those units up there. So, you know, and trains seem to, everything I've read of the trains are pretty good units. And
I like it because the parts are made in the U.S.
And that's
the availability will be so much better.
Right.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to buy anything that isn't made in the U.S. anymore because of the difficulty of parts.
You guys?
Is Cross Lake Sheet Metal the only one that deals with train?
Yeah.
No.
Well,
Schroeder's.
North Country.
The replacement, though, is a Daikin? Yeah,
they did the other furnace.
Yeah, so I'm guessing, can they get a train?
I would assume they can. I would assume so. I shouldn't assume.
I think they're pretty much set. I don't think, I bet you they can't. A train is kind of like they only go under years
certain
license
dealers. But, you know, the guy from Schroeder's probably was the most impressive to me to talk to.
Yeah.
He's the one that told me, you know, that it could go much longer, you know. I felt that was a lot more honest of a answer when I asked the same question to the other guys. It's like, ooh, 15 years is about the best. And about two out of, well, all three of the other guys, they want to shut the heating system down right now.
And they didn't even go up and look at it.
And they never even really
This guy
it.
Actually went up and opened it up and looked
Schroeder
at it and went through everything and gave us options. He even said you could plug that one burner, just like six burners that blow into pipes and one pipe is split or got a crack in it that you see in the picture. He said you could actually even cap that one burner off and keep running on the other five. It's an option. But the others across the lake, these other guys didn't even go up and open it up and look at it. They just looked at the picture. Oh, yeah, you need this. And
well, they went up, I think, but all they did was take a picture of the
It's
model.
A serial number and a make and model, but they didn't open it up and go in it. This guy, actually, I was up there with him. This guy was the only one that
actually... Yeah, this guy and the first guy from Graham's old...
Well, yeah, Graham, of course, he found it, so he...
Yeah, Graham, because that split is buried in there. You got to take some stuff off to find it. But yeah, the middle two, they looked at our photo and went, ooh, 20 years, 15 years is about the best you get out of this stuff. And, you know, it just seems like a little bit of a sales tactic there, you know. And the other two, oh, you've got that going on, we got to shut her down. And I understand that, but like the first guy, Graham, the technician called into his boss and his boss said, go ahead and run it. The guy from Schroeder's said, go ahead and run it. You know, they're being more realistic where these other guys are kind of being, trying to scare the hell out of us. You know, and saying, ooh, we, you know, and, you know, a unit's over 15 years old, it's about shot, you know, so. But that's the thing, is it or isn't it? I don't know. You know, is it going to make the violence?
I don't think anybody knows.
The fire department's got a pretty good sniffer for any gases of any kind, and every morning after it's been, everything is shut down for 6-8 hours, whatever, they close down at night. 7 in the morning, I go through with that sniffer, and I have yet to get more than 0 out of it. There's nothing, no gases coming through whatsoever. We're safe.
I was with Chester and Andy when we first started using it, and Andy going, and it would read, you know, so it's very sensitive.
So
that guy had it right up in the vents.
So if we go with a new unit, do we have to still purchase the heat exchanger too?
No.
Okay. Oh, good question. Yes, because it would come with it because it's part of the whole package.
Yeah. I wonder, so what's the next thing that goes out on it? Is that the, would you say?
Compressor. Usually, you said that would be the big buck if that one, yeah.
Usually the squirrel cage motor. Well, I'd see where you have to replace that a lot, but that's an electric motor that, you know, with labor, a couple $100 bucks.
And was our last fire call, was a squirrel cage
electric motor, yeah.
So if they take of course, it's been 20 years, so I'm sure the compressor is different. But I'm wondering if we do trade it out, a train for a train, could we snag the compressor out of the other one, mothball it, and put it?
No, it's differences of refrigerant anymore.
Oh, yeah.
I think these up here are the R22, which have been phased out, and now there's a UB40 or something like that. I'm wrong with that. But now that's getting phased out also. They're going to a different refrigerant. And again, the guy from Schrader's, I asked him these questions, and I said, well, and some of these guys said that R22, you can't even get it. Well, we had, Maverick had a bunch of it last year, last summer, that came here and worked on our cooler stuff. The R22 you can get, these guys are trying to tell me you can't get it. The guy from Schroeder said, yeah, you can still get it. But they're changing these refrigerants out.
It's going to be harder and harder to get as time goes on.
Right.
It's available now, but for sure, probably 10 years from now, it's going to be...
Right. It might. Yeah. Well, you know what? There's still units out there. I don't know what the... You know, I think Chester, you were out there with that Maverick. I'm not sure. But the one guy was telling us from Graham had a hard time getting the R22, and that Maverick had a whole bunch of it.
Yeah, that's a sales pitch. They're trying to get you to switch to the new compressor. And that brand is already giving problems, and most of them are being rebuilt already and switching to a different Freon because that is not working.
Exactly.
So I know what we got up here works because it's been true and tested for many, many years. The new stuff is...
kind of if
it's not going to run 20 years, so I'd
advise you to stay as long as that. If you're 20 years old, like Tony brought up, she would just change out the heat exchanger and we keep going, because that's what I would do at my house also.
That's what I would do also.
Compressor to blow.
Yeah, I don't see a reason to replace something that's running fine.
Right.
You know, it could be a fluke deal, and in 3 months the compressor goes out and then we got to change it. But it could be 10 years from now. Right. So we just don't know.
It could be somebody else's problem later. Much
I don't feel like it's a Band-Aid. I feel like it's the right thing to do myself. But
the heat exchanger?
And yeah.
Just leave the front?
Switch out that heat exchanger and...
As the guy has to deal with it all the time, you think we should put a new one in?
I'd advise to switch out the heat exchanger. Spent the $5,000 or whatever, $4,500, and put a new heat exchanger in it. And
do we take that extra, okay, do we take that other $25,000 and put it in a, okay, this is for when it goes all the way out? Because,
you've got investments.
I was going to say, we have investments, and then do we have a building fund? Money that goes into repairs and maintenance or anything?
That's an enterprise fund, so they stand on their own.
Oh, gotcha.
But yeah. Like right now, if we had to, there's enough money in their checkbook to handle it. So that's kind of not a big deal.
There's a big price difference.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right. And, well, I was just going to say that in the conversations Chester and I had, Chester's worked on these heat exchangers a fair amount up at Man Lake, I believe. And it seems that what he told me is he's changing them heat exchangers all the time out of them units. Or dropping the unit, having it rebuilt, and then bringing it back.
Yep.
So it seems that the heat exchanger is kind of a normal thing to go bad on.
That's usually the first thing that I've experienced on them, on the bigger units that go, they split to get that crack in it like that picture showed. And that's just from heating and cooling and heating and cooling.
How old is that Man Lake stuff up there? Any idea?
25 years, better or better?
Better than ours.
Well, most of the furnaces are probably 25, 30 years, but yeah, Man Lake is like 45 years old.
Right, but I mean the equipment that you were working on.
Well, the thing is that the quality of the equipment built 20 years ago is probably a lot better than the quality of what you're going to buy today. And that's a lot of plastic in it. The metal's going to be thinner.
And that's you know, I wish I had my refrigerator from 30 years ago in my washing machine.
Well, the refrigerator in my garage right now, and I've gone through several of them, but the last one I inherited is probably a 1950s or 60s vintage. And so far, so good.
Yeah. So that has something to be said about things.
They're all putting in. So at this point, I think we're all kind of in agreement, heat exchanger.
Are we all kind of pushing that way?
If you guys like the Schroeder, now it can Maverick or contract is grand. What?
We haven't heard anything.
You guys pretty much make the decision to change that.
Are you in agreement? Do you agree, or do you have?
I have a different opinion. If I have the money, because if you replace, it's like an old car, right? You replace that. If it broke 3 months, 6 months, 1 year from now, you're gonna have another expense on top of that. Mm-hmm. That's the way I see it. But you guys see it in a different way.
Eventually, we'll have to replace. Eventually, we'll have to replace the furnace.
Yeah.
But
yeah, my opinion is. I think the heat exchanger, we might turn around 3 months and have to buy a rooftop unit, but I'd like to give this heat exchanger a shot. We've got a whole nother unit up there that's exactly like this one that's still running. You know, we've got two of them there, so whatever we do with one, we're going to have to think probably in the near future about the other one. You know, that other unit, you know, who knows? We just don't know.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
I would go with a brand new one. Was looking at the price differentials, and that would include a heat exchanger, which you're looking at, $4,000 for just that, where a complete unit is around $16,000-$17,000.
So, it's 21. If they got the total on the back, Randy.
Okay.
Yeah, because they added the labor and stuff. It's 21.
And with that, which one are you looking at? The one that's made in China?
No, I agree with you guys. We should.
You know that train one we're talking about, 32.6.
Yeah. Well, not with shakers.
It's not a train.
Yeah, that's a train.
Yeah, train.
Oh, that's the exchanger.
That's the heat exchanger, not the new furnace. Okay.
Yeah, because Cross Lake has got the train, Schroeder's got the Dackey, North Country's got an Allied, and just roughly that Allied seemed much like that Dackey one. You know, so, and everything I've read, that train is kind of a better unit than these others. It's, yeah, there's pluses and minuses.
But then the same equipment they do?
What's that?
The two units up there, they're the same?
Yeah, they're both terrains.
Same size, same year, same size, same everything.
Maybe you can fix the one that is broken, and if it broke down later on, you use the part for keep it from the other one. You know what I mean? Because it did the same equipment.
Mm-hmm. But you at least pilfer off things like the compressor. Or
if it's the same, the parts are the same then. So if you need to put a new one, you save all the good parts, store it back there, and then if you need to replace something from the old one, you got some parts. That's your department.
Well, I think if we go to a new furnace, then which one would we want? You know, because
then we're stuck at 32,600.
Exactly. It seems to be the best.
To carry the train.
Yeah, and it seems to be the best. And I mean, within a business and all of that, I think we should have a better than.
Is that North Country, they show a train for the heat exchanger, but they don't have anything down for
that's the Toro.
I think they had an Allied there, Randy.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Allied Air. Yeah,
but that's an Allied.
You know, and they're all the 10-ton and
40. This is the total for the train, 32,000. And that doesn't include the crane, does it? Yeah. No, it doesn't. Cross Lake didn't figure in the crane, did they?
No.
So that might be.
Oh, more. But it says everything. That has to be.
That's
the
another thing too. How long it's gonna take to put that thing on it? It's quicker replace the heat exchanger versus the whole unit.
The heat exchanger is a couple hours.
Yeah, because then what we gonna do here? We need to close for it. Whatever time they're gonna be replacing the whole thing.
Well, and I do want to share with you. Yes, you know there was concerns from the. Guys who came out, you know, especially two of them. And then Darren from Graham called yesterday and he said, what's going on? I couldn't sleep last night, you know, because of the concern of, you know, carbon monoxide possibly being leaked into the bar. So I said to him, you know, we chose to keep running it. So I want council to be very aware, you know, that the precautions are being taken, but...
We've got...
Do we have a carbon monoxide detector over there?
Three of them.
Oh, good. Okay.
But
we
I don't...
put them in there.
I don't know. This isn't my expertise, but in his conversation, he said one spark is all it would take. So I don't know what that means, if there's a chance of...
Everywhere you got fight, you got, like, open flames, anything could happen. It doesn't matter, but, I mean...
That's a good point, yes.
So to happen on your home on a stove can blow up or whatever, you know, it's just a matter of, but I think how much time we need to close the bar to replace the whole thing, that's another problem, because you know how people work over here. Oh, we're gonna 3 days, 4 days, a week, or we need to go do some other stuff, and we don't have time for that.
Well, I think it's a deal. If they were on that unit, it'd be full on, because they've got to have cranes here and all that. I would hope that it'd
they
be
get a deck around.
Right, and I would think one more
day.
Than a... Yeah, I was
and this time of year, nobody's going to milk a project that's outside. They're going to get it done and then they're going to go home.
It's a little more than just lift it off and put a new one on, because they'd have to have electricians here to
electricity,
work. And they'd
gas.
Have to have Freon people here to, because AC unit to.
So they got to suck it all down.
So it's just going to be a bigger project.
So
if we
they don't
replace it, then just fix it. But
I gave the option, then you fix it.
What kind of?
They didn't say.
I don't know. I.
So basically, your option is, do you want a new train for $32,000 or do you want a new heat exchanger for $4,000?
That's kind of how I see it. I don't think I'd want to step down to an Allied or a Dackey furnace.
It'd be interesting to see what Graham's quoting as far as a manufacturer.
Could we make that call quick?
I'm going to use the restroom all that
time. That cuts it back good.
Yeah, they don't say what furnace they...
Let me go.
I have a feeling they're not quoting a train because the price for one, and I think Train's very picky about who they let sell and install.
Yeah. Well, I hope so. Hopefully she can get a load.
Hey, Darren, this is Ann at 50. So, what kind of heat exchanger, what brand, and what brand of a new rooftop would it be? Train in a train. Okay.
And could he install a train?
$2,000 cheaper, I think, is what he said. But they're 410A's instead of the newest Freon. They still got the 410s. 410A Freon L.
Okay. I have you on speaker here at the council meeting.
Yep.
Okay, so did you hear him? He said the train, the heat exchanger would be a train, and the new rooftop unit.
The heat exchanger has to be a train because it's going into a train. That's the cheap brand you guys got up there. And then I priced a train to match up to what you got. We got to go to a different flavor of brand, and we'd have to get a curb adapter to push up about 14 more inches higher than what you got. So I just stay with a train. So we can keep it down on your roof a little bit.
Okay. And so in your quote, the price for the unit is $16,800, but that does not include freight or installation. Estimated installation is $1,700 to $2,000, but then that doesn't include the crane.
Yep, and I didn't know who you guys got up there for crane. Who do you got up in that area?
Well, there's a guy out of Pine River, I know. Or Bacchus, my husband uses. I don't know his name offhand.
Basically, we just try to find whoever's the local crane operators, and that's usually what we get.
Yeah, so you're probably looking at, what, 1,000 to 2,000?
Well, yeah, I would hope that's what they are. Mm-hmm. But we just got pinched on one over by Brainerd. I thought it would be about that, and I got the bill about $2,500. So it should only take us, the crane itself should only take us half an hour with the crane actually operating.
Yeah.
But it's the travel time and all that is what they're thinking of.
Exactly. Sure. Okay.
So that's why I leave cranes open because.
How long do you think?
The local guy, and that's
okay, going with either one, yesterday you said the heat exchanger's in Chicago, correct?
In Chicago.
Yep.
Yeah, that's about, they said about 2 days out, roughly, afraid.
Okay.
How far out for a new unit be?
How far out for a new unit?
They said that one was about 2 days. They said it was Texas, but they figured it's about 2 days out.
Okay.
How much time was
it? Unless we go with one of these that they got sitting around with the 4-pin A-frame in it.
Okay, are you guys understanding that?
No, can you explain that a little more, please?
Okay, can you explain that again? Gary wasn't in the room. So there's a couple units sitting around, you said?
Okay, I just actually got yesterday late afternoon, the guy called me from train and said, hey, you might be interested. But they got it. It's 10 ton, basically, same as your guys up there, it's a 10 ton unit. They call them overstock units. They're 410A Fran. So 410A eventually is going to phase out, they say, but it's stopped again. But 410, they got a 410A system sitting there. Well, they got three of them, he said. Basically overstock, and they're just trying to get rid of them. And they're like $2,000 cheaper.
Okay.
So when you say a 410A, does that mean that's the type of Freon it's using?
Correct.
That's what
correct. The new unit is coming out with, I think it's 454, R454 in it. R54 has, it's a propane mix, and you gotta have, that's why they're so expensive. You gotta have sensors. And I asked, they got sensors all over them just in case they start leaking or rupture or whatever inside. So it basically shuts you down. So I asked Train, the head service guy, I said, okay, they've been out for about 4 years. How much problems do you guys got with the sensors? He goes, we haven't had much yet. So they're relatively new. It's just getting everybody, the 454s are getting jammed down all of our throats because we got to switch. 410A, they're trying to put it on the chopping block, get rid of that ramp.
Is all of this refrigerant available, the R22 and all of that stuff, is that always still going to be pretty much available? Because you've got so many units out there, you know, that carry that.
Correct. Well, 410A, they still have to keep it in production for at least 15 more years, minimum.
How about the R22?
R22 is... you can buy it whatever's laying around you. Everybody, R22's kind of dropped back in price because everybody switched over to the 410s because 410 was supposed to be the R22 replacement. Everybody switched over. There's a pile of 22 left, and they're trying to dump it because nobody's got it. Nobody put 22 in anymore. So the price has come down a little bit on that.
Yeah, I was just more concerned about the availability in the future.
Well, the 410A, we buy that stuff by the pallet loads. Yeah, that stuff, 410A is going to be around for a while because I don't think they even cut production. I think production gets cut, I think it's 5 or 6 years to go down to 90% production, then they slowly bring it down. But if all of a sudden the government says don't worry about it, production goes back up. So our brand right now went right back into full production. On our grocery stores, that went back into full production. And they didn't put it on the chop block, which is a good thing. So that's all regulated by the government. But 410A, I think, is going to be around for another 20 years.
Okay.
You tell me what's going to happen the next presidency. I don't know. They're going to put it on a fast track. They shut it off. I don't know.
Right.
Or else they just open it wide open. I don't know.
Okay. Any more questions?
So this new rooftop will also be a train at 16A plus 2500 for the crane and roughly $2,000 for the train.
Yeah, because the install of the new unit and install of the heat exchanger, virtually is going to be about the same price, because the heat exchanger would basically got to take the whole thing apart and get it in there. I don't know the weight of the heat exchanger. If it's too heavy, we might have to get something to lift that double up there. They never gave me the weight on it yet. Because if somebody would have a lull or something around there to get it way up there, that'd be the very best thing. I'll tell you that. But a lull can't put a rooftop on because you gotta dangle that and it's gotta be just loosely sit in there. Right on money.
Does this price include the electricians and do they line the electricians and whatnot up?
What's that?
Does this price include the electrical work also, and do you guys do that electrical work?
Nope. That does not include electrical. It should hook up identical, is what they're telling me, but no, it does not include electrical.
Do you guys have an electrician that you use, or is that something we'd have to line up?
Well, we usually leave it up to who's your guys that you normally use, just because everybody likes their certain electricians. We've used the guys over in Cross Lake. There's that guy's name,
Bob?
I don't know his name. That just did the Barstock Liquor.
Okay. Northern Lakes Electric is who we use.
Barstock.
Are there secret? Are there any other subcontractors that we would have to get them other than just the electrician? Can you guys handle about everything else?
Yeah, on the replacement, all it is, we just gotta disconnect that, just disconnect the gas and lift it off. And the only thing is, you might have to get an electrician.
Okay.
They're telling me that it's supposed to be a swap for a swap, but I've got stuck with that too. But I mean, you gotta remember, these are train guys telling me. They're train salesmen, trust me. All salesmen are like that, but it's supposed to be a swap, but who knows how the factory, if they changed it in 20 years.
Any more? Well, thank you, sir. I'll let you know what's decided.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Okay, bye.
So he was bidding a train?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, he's comparing it. He's putting the same thing in. I think it's a no-brainer.
And then that'd probably be with that other refrigerant. We'd have two different refrigerants. That's neither here nor there.
But that doesn't include everything. That's the part that makes me leery.
Well, and that's what I was
trying. We just got a bill when we bought the freezer, and there was labor costs on it and different things.
Right.
That was not included in the
bill. Why I was asking the question about the electrician. And let's.
He also said this new one got all kinds of sensors and.
I know.
And the more sensors you put in them, the more problems you have.
But you know, that's going to be the truth. Whatever we,
where it's just clean, very clear with Schroeder's, it's a done deal for $39.30.
Right, right.
I mean, and I can verify that, but where like now. Darren said he didn't know with the heat exchange replacement if they'd need a crane or something for that.
Right.
So that's just so unknown.
Yeah. We can run the load down across Lake for a little bit of nothing. They don't cost a couple of dollars.
Yeah, but then that's on us. So then that's not a true quote. It's just what I'm saying.
But I would think they would know how much it's going to weigh if they need a lift to get it up
he
there.
Just
but
said
I don't
he didn't.
Know. Yeah. But Schroeder's.
Yeah, they must know.
They probably know.
Well, you know, what's one, everybody think?
That one from Schroeder, they're quoting the different main unit.
Right. At this point, I think if we want to stay with the train, we got to be either with Cross Lake or the Graham. And I'm not knowing that Graham was quoting a train prior to just now.
I still think, though, it's...
Well, I'm there again with Chester 7 blowing all the
sound. $5,000 for just the heat exchanger. And think about what you think the citizens would want with taxpayer money. I just had a plumber at our house. He looked at our furnace. It's 33 years old. Our water heater's 33 years old. Said, should we replace him? He was doing some other work. He goes, no, ma'am, they're soldiers. Leave them alone.
I'm still
just food for thought. I'm not trying to sway you whatsoever.
Well, you take the heat exchanger then, and that's it. Probably fix it.
And that's honestly, I'm kind of leaning as that heat exchanger that, you know, we could put a new unit up there, all bells and whistles, and, you know, I guess to spend $4,000 right now, if it fails, and my biggest fear is it fails within the next 6 months, and then that $4,000 was badly spent, but if it's still going 10 years from now, then we can all smile, you know. We don't know what's going to happen there, but I personally would prefer, I'd like to give it a shot on the heat exchanger, I guess.
I'm with you.
You know, that comment from Chester about having more sensors and with this, well, that new Freon, it's got, what, propane in it or something, and that's what the other, it's flammable. And
I'd like to know what the service call is on the new one with all them sensors.
Oh, maybe every day.
It won't be under $500. They're not going to go up on the roof for under $500 just to look at it. Just yeah. Every time you have a service call, it's going to be expensive too.
Well, any other discussion?
Now, which one are we going to go? We're just going to do the heat exchanger. Which one do you like then? Do you like Schroeder's at $4,000?
I like the Schroeder's, honestly. That'd be my choice. The Schroeder's heat exchanger.
Install new trainings.
But I'm open to hear from anybody else has to say. I'm not.
And if you have questions, I will call Corey too, or anybody in this packet.
We need a motion there, right, to replace that, because I need to keep going here. I have stuff to do. I make a motion to replace the heat exchanger for Schroeder. For 3930, right? That's the one we're gonna go.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion to adjourn, Juan.
Second.
Motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.